Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Phil Arna for Community Comment on KINS Radio. I read a great article by Peggy Noonan recently. She wrote at great length about the IRS scandal that targeted nonprofits or certain exempt groups from getting their tax-exempt approval. She said it has been going on longer than anyone believed, except for those people in the IRS who were the perpetrators of this targeting. If you watched any of the hearings in Congress of the IRS representatives like Mr. Schumann or Ms. Lerner, you would have a better idea of why Peggy Noonan lambasted the IRS in this article. As we all know, Lois Lerner gave a prepared statement and then refused to answer any questions, claiming her Fifth Amendment rights not to incriminate herself. Well, that is exactly what she did by refusing to testify. Ms. Noonan goes on to write that regardless of the lack of testimony, we learned several important things about the IRS. First, we learned that the people who run the IRS are not going to help Congress find out what happened. Or are we going to find out when it started or who ordered the targeting of conservative groups and individuals? Speaking of individuals, Mike Huckabee of Fox TV interviewed a Catherine Engelbrecht from Richmond, Texas, where she and her husband have a small manufacturing business. She founded two patriotic groups, King Street Patriots and True the Vote, and sent applications in July 2010 to obtain tax-exempt status for both of these groups. This is what followed. It all started in 2010 when the FBI came and asked questions. Then the IRS audited their business, and following that in 2011, the FBI came again, twice. Then her personal tax returns were audited by IRS. This type of harassment continued until April of this year when the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms got involved, as well as OSHA. I'm going to leave you with a couple of points to ponder. Do you have any confidence left in the regulatory arm of our government? And do you think that Big Brother has arrived? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.